So is the finger as gory as the coach described it?
It's fine now. It was pretty bad during the game, but it's going to be all right. So that's all I'm concerned about.
You can play?
Yeah, I can play. I can play.
What, are you going to have a club?
No, I'm going to play regular, man. I'm just going to play like I did last week. Just tape my fingers together and just play. It's nothing serious and just a little. Just, I'll be all right.
Bone coming out is nothing serious?
Just a little minor infraction, but I'll be all right, man.
Coach even said, though, it was pretty disgusting. Like yesterday after the game, he said it was
bad. Yeah, it was bad, but luckily I was just a blessing. I was able to go back in, and I'm going to be able to play this week, and that's all I'm concerned about.
How did you feel to finally get a touchdown and, like, to get your first touchdown?
It felt good, man. It felt good that he had enough confidence in me to give it to me on the goal line situation with my finger and stuff, so I just felt good and just scoring and helping the team success, so that was big time for me.
Mike says that he's going to continue the running back rotation.
Yeah.
Comfortable with that?
Yeah, man. Like I said, I like learning and watching the Tatum in front of me because I get a feel from the game. So I'm content with the situation I'm in right now, and I just got to continue to work hard and get better.
What's the atmosphere in here like today after that loss yesterday?
It's different from what I experienced in college. You know, a lot of people when I was in college would be in the tank, you know what I mean, and just really dwelling on it. Right here, I can tell this is a winning team because just let it go and they move on and they look at the next week and they prepare and they're just going to get better, and I'm just trying to adapt to that attitude.
Mike, you said, how exactly did the injury happen?
I can't really call it. I just know it happened on one specific play. I don't know if it's from me blocking or him stepping on or me trying to recover the fumble. It happened between that play period. That's all I know.
So you got a pretty high pain threshold.
I felt like it was a flat or flight type situation, so I had no choice but to go back in. Tatum was out there by himself, and if something was happening to him, there'd be no one else. So I had to suck it up, and I know this is not college, it's NFL, so people play injuries all the time. So, and a lot of my teammates were encouraging me, so it was a team effort, and they helped me out big time, so I can appreciate that.